Steven, no excuses, but what are the challenges that come with playing with only 9 forwards for a lot of that game?
Yeah, it's certainly not ideal, so we hope those guys are okay. Hopefully you're as healthy as possible heading the playoffs. So, Janot certainly didn't look good. That was just kind of one of those scary incidents, so I hope he's okay, but, tough one tonight.
Steven, the past couple games here, I think you guys want to make sure that bad habits don't creep back in, right? Do you feel good about the game, despite the loss, you guys aren't getting any of those bad habits back?
No, I mean, listen, it's tough. For whatever reason, especially in the last month, we when we're playing teams that are fighting for their playoff lives, and we've been pretty comfortable in the position that we've been in for most of the season, we're just not matching the desperation and the execution. And when we, the certain games that we've talked about it and got up for and played some really good teams, and we've responded, and the last two certainly aren't the way that we want to go. So hasn't been ideal losing some of the players that we've lost in the course of the past couple games, but still no excuse.
Obviously, Steven, for you, a big night in terms of the 1,000 game, but when you think of that, what stands out to you, just reaching that kind of milestone?
Well, yeah, it's certainly dampened by the result of the game. Anytime you have a milestone, you want to, celebrate with your teammates after a win. So, I guess you play 1,000 games, you're going to have ones that aren't very good, and that was one of them. So, but in saying that, pretty big honor to play 1,000 NHL games. It's been an amazing journey, and ups and downs along the way, certainly. More ups than downs, and some perseverance, and played with some amazing players and staff, and these are the moments that you reflect on all the people that have been in your corner since day one. So a big thank you to them, and they know who they are, and it's pretty cool to say you've done that with one NHL team and have won a couple championships and have seen the dog days and the great days. So it's pretty big honor to do that.
Good to see your teammates and everyone wear the Steve Stamkos shirts and kind of take you back to 2008.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that shirt in a long time, so it was pretty nostalgic in terms of bringing back some really cool memories of the beginning of the journey, and obviously very appreciative that the guys more than.
When you think about that, when you think about 2008, trying to get things going, interest in the team back and stuff like that, and maybe what you've done over the course of this game, what this franchise has done in those times, does that make you think to that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was saying to Gabby that no one really knew what those T-shirts meant at the time, and hopefully a lot more people do now. So it was. It's certainly amazing to see what, 15 years, it's a long time, but again, just proud to have worn the same jersey for the entirety of that, and to just be part of something. When a team selects you with the first overall pick, there's certainly a lot of pressure and expectation that comes with that, and you just, you want to live up to that, and hopefully, when it's all said and done, that you can look yourself in the mirror and say that you gave everything you had, and up until this point, I can say I have, and like I said, been through some really tough times, and have fought back, and worked extremely hard to continue, and it's been a heck of a ride.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kale Surge,